Hey, Salespreneurs, welcome to another episode of the Salespreneur Podcast. I am your host, Damali Fields, and today we're talking about networking in order to build relationships and in order to build your clientele. So let's talk about it. Are you networking? Because if you are not, that stops today. We are going to start networking in order to build our clientele. So when we talk about networking, where are we networking? First off, beauty professionals, trade shows, beauty shows. There was just a show in at Brawna Brothers in Atlanta this past weekend. If you were there, shout out to you for going out, putting yourself out, and networking. Now, I know we're all about building our clientele, but guess what? We can also network with other beauty professionals, those that can help us with our beauty business, those that can help us with our goals, and those that can help us be successful with our beauty businesses, right? So, outside of trade shows, where else can we network? I love to network, guys. I try to do it once a week, if not, at least once a month. It depends on my schedule, right? So, let's go to things that align with us. If you like to walk, join a walking group. If you like to work out, work out. If you like to cook, if you have kids, if you have a husband, relationship, church, da 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 da. Do you get the point? I want you to network where you naturally go. And if your clientele or your dream or ideal clientele is not where you naturally already go, baby, it's time to switch it up. It's time to do something different. But let's just stick with and start with where you naturally go. For example, I love to work out. So I go to the gym. And guess what's at the gym? People. Guess what people can be? Clients. Guess what people can be? Relationships that you don't already have. So let's not underestimate the places that we are already going, the things that we're already doing, because guess what? I can guarantee you there's at least one client or at least one relationship that you can have just by going to the places that you naturally go to. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be hard. You don't even have to give that much effort to do the things that you are already doing, right? Let's not overcomplicate this. Let's not go too far left when we can stay right. Okay, so let's say you're out networking. Let's talk about it. How? What does networking look like? What do you look like, first off? Okay, first off, as you can see today, I'm presentable today. Hair done, makeup done, a little bit of jewelry, forgot my ring, got my bracelet, got on a cute top, right? I look presentable. I'm putting myself out there. Hair is done. I'm a hairstylist. Make sure your hair is done. Do not be outside networking without looking presentable. And after you do look presentable, now let's say when you are networking in regards to what you look like, what type of client are you trying to attract? Because that's what I want you to look like. If you are out here looking for these high ticket, high value, can pay you what you're worth, you need to look like that. Because guess what? No one's going to want to pay you if you are not looking up to par. But if you are looking expensive, she may have some expensive coins for you, and that's on that, right? Now, say for instance, you're not looking good that day. Don't be out here advertising. Don't be out here passing cards. It's not the day. This is the day to slide some cards into some jeans or on a bulletin board or at a restaurant where you're just leaving it and you're going. That's when you do that, when you're not looking good, when you're not feeling like it. But guess what? 2024, we feel like it. Because we feel like filling our pockets, because we feel like getting these clients. So 2024, let's push the envelope. Let's push ourselves to actually network. Now, I know there's going to be some of you that say, I'm an introvert. Sometimes I'm an introvert, but for the most part, I'm an extrovert, clearly. To my introverts, let's think about the goals. Let's think about those vacations. Let's think about upgrading our salons. Let's think about the things that we really, really want in order to hopefully push us through being an introvert. I'm not an introvert, so I can't completely agree or understand, but I am goal-oriented. But I do want the clients and I do want the monies and the coins. So when I think of that, I think of what I need to do in order to get those things. And networking is a big part of that. And I know my introverts are gonna be like, girl, bye. I don't want to talk to those folks. I'm afraid. But I tell those people, when you are out about, scan the room. See who else is in a room. See who else is looking like they feel nervous and like they don't want to network or like, they're just afraid. Go find those people, create a little pack, get to know each other, and network together in a group. There's nothing wrong with that. And that way, until you feel comfortable, that way, until you're like, you know what, I got this, get a group. Take a friend, take a family member, take your spouse, get you a wingman that's gonna be like, girl, you can do this. You can do this. Go do it. So it's very possible whether you're an introvert or an extrovert. Not impossible. We got this. Take a breath. Breathe. You got this. I promise you. Now, other places that you can network, I would say meetup.com, Eventbrite are both great places that I find networking opportunities. I will network with hairstylist opportunities, mastermind, business women groups, church groups, anything that just naturally align with you, type that into the search engine. Find those groups. And Facebook. Facebook is a great way, introverts. Network online until you get, if you to until you're ready. It's okay to network on online as well. Just be really efficient, be really consistent, and make sure that you're putting your best foot out forward out online as well. And far as your appearance, as far as your branding, that way you're also still attracting the clients that you want because it's all about that presence. It's all about that persona and person that you're putting out into the world, right? That's what's gonna come back to you. If you're pulling out lazy bum, baby, that's what you're gonna get. If you're pulling out, I'm cheap, I'm always giving a discount, that's what you're gonna get. So let's be mindful with what you are putting out and what you are presenting to your potential clients because that's important. Now, when you are networking, what are you giving out? Besides your personality, besides what you're saying, do you have an elevator speech, pitch? Do you have business cards? Are your social media links easy to get to? So let's talk about that elevator pitch, right? Hi, my name is Damali Fields. I'm an extension specialist in Chicago, and I love your hair, and I'm sure you have a great stylist, but I'm also available if you need me. Here's my business card. And if I do not have a business card, here's my code that you can scan. It'll take you right to my website, my Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Pinterest, all the above. Nice to meet you. That easy. Don't overcomplicate it. Just make sure they know your name. They know where you're located. They know what you specialize in. They know your business hours if, you know, they need to know all of that. But just make sure that that first impression that you're giving your all, you're giving that nice spirit, that nice vibe, that you're being inviting, and that when you walk away, you're leaving yourself with them, with that card, with your Instagram account. That way they know, okay, I met this person here. This is how I find them. And if you want to go the extra mile, listen, get their information. Okay. We are going to get these clients by any means. So, what I want you to do is also, okay, you're also on Instagram. Here's my information. Let's exchange. Let me follow you and just push the envelope a little bit more, guys. Once you do follow them, immediately send them a message. Kind of like when somebody's like, oh, can I have your phone number? And they put their phone number in and they text you or call you to make sure that you have their number as well. That's what you want to do with social media. Social media, that's what you want to do with your business card. Make sure that you're exchanging information because guess what? Some people forget. They forget to contact you. They forget they met you. And that's why you need to stay in front of them by having that initial meeting and by following up, by staying in their face, by saying, hey, I just want to message you. Make sure you got my information. Nice meeting you at such and such event on such and such day, right? Even if you want to be crazy with it, send them a picture of you like, hey, girl, it was me. Or even so, when you send them their contact, make sure that your picture is attached with your contact. I get a lot of people where, like, when I save their information or when they update, it'll say, hey, do you want to update the picture and the name? And I always make sure to do that because sometimes it's just like, wait, what did that person look like? Who were they? Or even so, when you jot down their information, put a few notes in there to make sure you're like, okay, I met such and such at this event, she looked like this, or she told me this story, like something that's going to make sure that you remember them and they remember you. When I introduce people, myself to people, I always say, hi, my name's Damali, like hot tamale. It's already catchy. It's already funny. It's already something they can remember. Like, oh yeah, I met you. It's like Damali, like hot tamale. I'm in there. They remember me, right? It's those little things that people can remember you and that set you apart that you want to make sure to do. And remember, it doesn't have to be like hot tamale. It can just be like whoever you are, whether you're funny, whether you're like straight to the point, Whether you're corny, whatever your thing is, baby, be you. Be authentic because guess what? No one can take that from you. Only you can be you. And that's what you want to put out because that's what you want to receive. Remember that. So, also, when you're utilizing social media, just like that business card, all of your information needs to be on that business card. All of your information needs to be easy and available on your social media. So, if you go to my social media profile, it'll say Damali Fields, Extension Specialist, Chicago. You know my name, you know what I specialize in, and you know where I'm at. Also, it has a book me book button. So that way, if you want to book a service with me, you can book it. And just to go even further, I want to say it's a link that'll allow you to put Linktree. It'll allow you to put your website, your Instagram, your Facebook, whatever links you want available, whatever you want people, however you want people to find you, it can be there. So go get the Linktree. It's free. There's also some other options so you can pay for it, but for the most part, it's free. Make sure it's attached to your profile. Guys, 2024, we are not leaving anything for grabs. We're doing it all, right? We want to make sure these people can find us, and we also want to make sure that they can book our services so we can get the clients, so we can get the monies, so we can go on vacations, so we can buy houses, cars, and the whole nine, right? And so once you make sure your social media is up to date, and you know what, as far as branding, make sure that card looks like your social media page. It doesn't have to be exact, but what I'm talking about as far as like your logo, your colors, and branding is a whole nother conversation. But just make sure it's all aligned, that it all looks cohesive, and that is not like, oh, well, I looked at her business card and it looked like this, but when I went to her profile, she was a whole nother person. She was twerking. She was a whole nother person. And we don't want that. And my thing is, twerking is your thing. If you are looking for clients that's going to come twerk with you in the salon, baby, by all means, do it. But if you're not, then don't. I just want to make sure that everything's cohesive, that who you are putting out to the world, who you are advertising to your clients, that's the same kind of client that you want that relationship replicated. So keep that in mind, okay? If you don't want the girls coming doing some extracurricular things in the salon, don't put that out. But if you do, and it's fine. There's no judgment here. I want you to get the clients that are your dream clients. I want you to get the clients that you are going to feel like are friends and family at the end of the day, clients that you're going to absolutely love, clients that you look forward to seeing. And by getting those clients, it's because what you're putting out. So that way, that's what you're going to accept. Let's see, what else? Collaborations. I can't speak enough about collaborating. The more people you know, the more they're going to share who you are, share about your business, the more they're going to send you referrals, the more you can multiply yourself. Say, for instance, with the podcast, I have a lot of amazing guests on the podcast. When we do have these podcast episodes, I shared on my platforms, they shared on their platforms. Now I'm connecting to their network. Now they're connected to my network, and we are just building this big, amazing community. And that's what I want you to do. When you're collaborating, think about who's your alliance, who's like your business. So, if, for instance, if we're hairstylists, I need to purchase the hair. That's one business. If we're trying to look beautiful, makeup, that's one business. Jewelry, nails, clothes. All of those are businesses that we can collaborate with. All of those are businesses that we can make relationship with. I go to my local nail place. I don't have my nails done right now, but I go to my local nail place, and when I go there, I make sure my hair looks good. I walk in and I'm like, "Oh, she looks nice." And before they even get a chance to ask me who did my hair, "Oh, here's my business card. I'm Damali. This is what I do. Do you need your hair done? If you do, here's where I'm at. Here's my card. You can scan the code on the back to also get to this and to that." So, guys, everything that you do, be mindful. Everywhere you go, be mindful. Every interaction, be mindful. You have to be a billboard. You have to be your business. You got to speak up for it. You got to showcase it, advertise it. And when you're making these relationships and making these collaborations, it's expanding your business. It's expanding your reach. It's expanding your opportunity to get these dream clients. Say for instance, so we're going to go with luxury because everybody wants to, go with the whole luxury thing right now. They want luxury clients. When I go get my nails done, I go to a luxury nail salon. Mind you, I had to step it down a little bit because I went to one and it was like $75 just for a little pedicure, and they weren't giving luxury. So, but if you're thinking about it, that's what your target wants to be. It's to go into luxury spaces. Luxury clothes, luxury cars, luxury everything. If you are looking for the luxury client, that's just what it is. If you are more a boho, go into the spaces that give boho. If you are more, I want to be able to, service everybody. I want to be able to not charge such high prices. Then you can go to places. I mean, the whole comparison of Walmart versus Target. Do what you will with that information. I go to both. But I do love Target. So that's totally up to you. Okay. But you get the point. Where you go, what you do is going to be the places that your clients are hanging out. And I'll go even further to saying that be a groupie for the clients that you want. You need to know your client. That way you can go and network where they potentially are. You need to know your client's age. You need to know what school their kids are going to, what their professions are, what areas they're living in. That way you know their average median household median. You gotta be a group. You gotta get in their business without getting in their business. When my clients do come, I'm always asking, what do you do? If you have kids, what area you live in? And sometimes I just naturally want to know because I love going to different areas. I do have a small child myself, so just knowing like what schools I could potentially put him in. I like to ask them where they vacation because that tells you a lot too. And I'm gonna stop giving comparison because I don't want anybody to think I'm judging him or that I'm talking about anybody because I am one of those people that are I'm across the board. Okay, like I said, I go to Walmart and Target. I don't judge. I don't discriminate. I like it all. But for those of you, if you like luxury, I love it. I'm here for it. Otherwise, when it comes to networking, you want to offer an incentive. And that's for some of you that want to. You don't have to, but that's always a plus, especially if you are a newer stylist, relocating stylist like I am. People love incentives. I'm pretty sure when you go places like, oh, is there a special today? I know it's Tuesday. Are there Tuesday specials? Nothing wrong with giving incentives. It's actually a plus. You can do like a Tuesday special, like, hey, for first-time clients, I have a Tuesday special. Or even so, if there's one day where you're just like, I'm slow, Mondays, Sundays, if you do work those days, incentives, promotions are always a plus. And the best time to give those out is when you are meeting a person for the first time. Because you know what? When you're networking, this person does not know you. This person is probably looking at you like, especially if you're just handing them a business card. So mind you, get to know the person a little bit. Get your pitch out there before you start handing out cards, because if not, it's like a cold call. It's like, who is this person? Who's calling me? Who's giving me a card? But if you make that rapport, give them your elevator speech, get to know them a little bit, then you can say, hey, here's my card. Here's my offer. I would love to see you in the salon. It works a little bit easier that way. That way, they're not just like, oh, I'm going to toss this card. Once you get to know them, they get to know you. Then it's like, oh, okay, I'll keep your card. Oh, okay, like, how can we follow each other on social media? Also, when it comes to networking, guys, join professional groups. Like, there are so many groups out there, and it doesn't have to be one that has a fee. There could be a free group, there can be online groups. I am in so many Facebook groups, it's crazy. But for like podcasters, for hairstylists, for moms, there's so many groups online. If you're looking to not take the route of being, a member of a group and you just want to get your feet wet, there's so many groups. I will tell you from Facebook group, when I lived in Sarasota, Florida, I got so many clients from joining this business group. It was a local business group in Sarasota. And I just advertised myself like, hey, I'm Damali. This is what I do. I added some photos of my work. And I want to say within 2 weeks, guys, I got like 10 new clients. It was crazy. It really was crazy. The people that I'm working with, they're like, Damali, what are you doing? How are you getting these people coming in? And I literally just introduced myself, showed my work, and put myself out there first and foremost, especially for my introverts. Online and being able to put yourself out there is always an easy thing to do. Always a way to get clients. And even with those pictures that I put out, They were just pictures with my phone, but they were pictures of just the hair. They were pictures of my color, my silk presses, my extensions, the things that I just do. And that way I pulled in those clients. Now, mind you, like I said color, silk presses, and extensions. I'm an extension specialist. I prefer doing extensions, but I do everything else. But the photos that I put out, guys, I put out the extension photos because those were the clients that I was trying to get. Not saying that I don't want the other clients, but these are the clients that I'm trying to build my business on. These are the clients that I'm trying to back the whole fact that I'm saying I'm an extension specialist. So let's, guys, be mindful. Be mindful. And this is going to go back to a business plan and a marketing plan. We'll do another episode for that. But once you get those things in place, then you'll know that the information, the pictures, and everything that you're putting out, that it all has a purpose. The business card, the social media, the pictures, it all needs to be cohesive. It all needs to be aligned. It all needs to be in a purpose where it's attracting those dream clients and those are the clients that you're getting into your chair. Right. So also another relationship that you want to be mindful to build is the products that you're using, the tools that you're using. Because guess what? I'm a Mazzani artist, so I always be mindful to showcase my Mazzani products. And that way, when Mazzani is reposting my things, that they're showing, hey, Damali is a stylist in Chicago. It says it's on my says it on my Instagram. And that way, the clients are able to find me, the clients that prefer using that product line, or even with the tools, or even with extension lines, they're always gonna show clients that, hey, this stylist in this area is the one that you can go to. So be mindful and purposeful when you are using social media. And when you are like, if you want to be an educator, if you want to be a brand ambassador, use the products that you are naturally using, or just target the clients that you see are using those products. Let's be smart about this because, guys, that's the way you're going to get your dream clients. If you use Pearlology, go tag them, go use their products, go see if they have a stylist finder on their websites. That's the way you're going to get those clients that are using those products. We already talked about a little bit about like having an online presence. And just to touch back on that, make sure you're posting consistently. Make sure you are tagging your ideal clients. Make sure you are saying that if you're in Chicago, if you want to be in like the Gold Coast area where it's known to have, a higher price range for clients, Gold Coast hairstylist or luxury hairstylist. You'd be surprised. Like some people are literally like typing in hashtags like, this is what I'm looking for, this is what I want, and that's a way to connect with those potential clients. Also, when it comes to networking, one of the key things is, and I feel like people, this is where people drop the ball, okay? And I don't want you to drop the ball. I want you to go out and network, make these relationships, put yourself out there. And after you do all of that, follow up. Follow up. Don't forget that. That's the most important part because you could have had a great elevator pitch. You could have a great social media. But like I said, people's attention span is short. They may have met you, but they may have forgot about you. So what I want you to do is not allow them to forget about you. What I want you to do is follow up. Say, for instance, you met somebody at this event. They gave you the information. And guess what? Giving them your information is amazing. But if you want to go up the ladder, get their information, okay? Because we're not going to allow them to forget about this. We are going to send them a message. If they gave us our phone number, text them, call them. If they gave you our social media, DM them. Hey, girl, I met you at this event, this day, this time. I just want to reintroduce myself. I am Damali. I'm a hairstylist. I'm in Chicago. I specialize in extensions. I would love to offer you this offer in order to get you in the salon as a first-time guest. Also, what I've done in the past too is be a sponsor for an event. That may be on another level, but if you are there, amazing. Reach out to the people. Let them know, hey, I'll be attending your event. Or, hey, I would love to sponsor your event, especially if it's an event that you know they're going to have your ideal client there. They're going to have female, they're going to have women that can afford your worth. You definitely want to look into that as far as doing some sponsorships. Guys, I did a sponsorship and I actually offered, they had a goodie bag. So what I did was put my cards into those goodie bags. And I will say I got a few clients from that event. Also made sure to exchange social media at the event, got tons of followers. If you are looking to build your follower count, that's always a plus. But after you do everything, follow up, follow up, follow up. Make sure that sometimes one follow-up isn't enough. They may have seen the message, been busy, thought they were going to check it, and didn't. Follow up in the next month. I literally have gotten job opportunities by following up on a monthly basis. I followed up with someone that I went to work with for 6 months straight. Sounds crazy. They were not responding to my emails, but I follow up each month to let them know what I was doing, to let them know what was new, to let them know that I was still interested in working with them. And after the 6 months, they thanked me for being consistent, for not giving up, and for really being wanting that opportunity. And they saw that I really wanted it because I continually followed up. So follow up, guys. I won't keep you guys. I just want to give you some tidbits, some advice on networking, because that's going to be one of the big keys to us building our clientele and getting those dream clients in our chair. Thank you for tuning in and have an amazing day.